Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Gary Michael Capetta, and you're listening to the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast with the Enforcer and the Stallion.
It's the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast with the Enforcer.
I believe they're called Enforcers, Gordon.
I sell women's shoes.
And the Stallion.
Stallion, baby!
I am not what you would call a handsome man.
I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll smile at me and like it.
All night long!
Welcome back to another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are your host. He's a Stallion. I'm the Enforcer. And this week we're back with a special episode, Spec Ops, as the kids call it. Tomorrow starts, or I don't know. It could have started yesterday, Joe. I don't know what time it is in Japan. It's the New Japan Pro Wrestling NJPW Cup, New Japan Cup. Call it whatever you want, but just call it a return to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Thank God, Joe. Thank God.
Yeah, they had a special show, I guess, today / last night. Why are you shushing me?
Because I haven't finished it yet. Let me ask you this.
I just said they had a show.
I wasn't sure if we were going to go into detail. Does anything that happened at the show change the brackets for the New Japan Cup?
I'm not going to tell you anything. You just asked me not to. This is like a trick. It's like a trick question. This is a trap.
I think they call this encroachment. No, nope. What do they call that? When you make it's a police maneuver?
No.
Entrapment. There it is. It's a trap.
Let's not talk.
Listen,
about
so what we're going to do. You know what's funny? Speaking of not talking about police, because clearly it's a hot button topic. I didn't realize till afterwards last week we did a buddy cop show. And then I thought in my mind, I'm like, might not have been the best time. But you know what? Fuck it. I love buddy cop movies. I don't care what's going on in the world. Lethal Weapon's on television, baby. I'm going to watch it. Everybody else can suck it. So you're offended.
Best of my knowledge, they did not impact anything on the rest of the New Japan Cup. But I also can tell you that the show today was only broadcast in Japanese, so I probably wouldn't have known anyway if they did. So
there was a vignette about a guy in the woods.
Yeah.
I fucking couldn't understand it, man. I it's like the old days of New Japan World where like, or NJPW World, whatever you want to call it. Like they only broadcast like the G1 final days, Dominion and Wrestle Kingdom in English, and everything else you just have to watch with the commentary. Far be it from me to tell a multi-million-dollar company how to do business, but how fucking hard would it be to have somebody record commentary in English, right? I mean, I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth. They could have called you and I, man, and we could have delivered play-by-play color commentary on the show last night for fucking free. Free. Somebody called Harold Meij. That's his name, right? Harold Meij?
Would you have woken up at like 3 a.m. to do it during the show?
Yeah. Would you have woken up at 3 a.m. to broadcast New Japan? What else do we have to live for right now, right? Let's be honest here.
That's a good point.
Can I tell you a quick story before we get into the predictions today?
Is it about Backlash? Because if it is, then no.
No, it's not about Backlash.
Okay, all right, then yeah.
I was at the butcher today, and the woman behind the counter, she asked me like two questions about my beard, right? And I'm like, oh, here we go. And then there was like a young couple in front of me. And then she peers over and she's like, so how long have you had that? I'm like, I don't know, since I was like 16. She's like, how long are you going to have it? Dead face. I'm like, till I'm dead. I was like, at this rate, 15, 16 years. The kid in front of me is like, the kid in front of me starts laughing. And he's like, should you shoot for the, you know, shoot for like a little further out there? I'm like, you, me, and her, we're all going to be lucky if we make it past 2020. And the one behind the counter was like mortified. I'm like, stop fucking asking me 30. Is it hot? Is your beard hot? I don't know. Is your fucking, is your Karen haircut hot? Oh, fucking, God, I was so pissed off. Plus, it was like hot in the butcher. There's a line out the ass. You got to call now to pick up in September. But it made good stuff, man. But
was she wearing a hairnet? I hope she was wearing a hairnet.
No. This was the woman behind the register, which was separate from the rest of the meets.
All right. After we get off this show, you'll let me know the name of the place. I'll put in a call to the governor about social distancing and masks and stuff like that. So
she wasn't wearing a mask either. She was buying plexiglass. It's like she was in the fucking penalty box. I don't know. Who knows what we're doing? And don't even get me started on the governor. That bunghole. All right. You know what we're going to do? We're not going to get political. We're going to get to the New Japan Cup. With the winner of the New Japan Cup getting a title shot at Tetsuya Naito's title. Is it a dual title match or is it just for one belt? Do we know?
I thought it was both, but I could be wrong.
You're probably right. I'm a piece of shit.
That's from Uncle Dave Meltzer. So
UD! Here's what we're going to do. All
right.
I'm going to read. Now, clearly, we're going to have different brackets unless everything is identical, which I doubt. So I will read the A bracket. And you give me your winner of each match.
Okay.
And then so we'll do the entire A bracket and then we'll do the entire B bracket. Is that fair?
That sounds fantastic.
All right, let's do this. The opening round. New Japan Cup 2020. Togi Makabe. Tetsuji. Tsuji. I can't read my own writing.
Out of the gate strong.
Give me more. Who? It's Makabe and who?
Tsuji, I think, is the last name.
It's Tsuji. Yeah, it's Tsuji.
Tsuji.
Yeah. He's a young boy. I'm going Makabe.
I'm also going Makabe.
Tomohiro Ishii. Can you see it? Stone Pitbull taking on Despy. Desperado. Who you got?
Is that what they call him? Despy?
Yeah, they do.
No, I'm going with Ishii.
I'm also going Ishii. Two for two.
Capital E.
Toro Yano versus Jado. I'm going Yano. So far, so good. Tomoaki Hanma versus Time Bomb Hiromu. Who you got?
I'm going with Hiromu to advance.
I am also going with Hiromu. Next up, we have Ghetto versus Okada. Interesting round one matchup here. I like it. I'm going Okada.
Yeah, I think Okada will win this one for sure.
Okay. I am so fucking excited about this match. Blue Justice himself, Yuji Nagata, taking on the man, Suzuki. Leader of Suzuki Goon. Who you got, Joe?
I got to go with Suzuki here. I think he's definitely the more active of the two, and so I'm going with Suzuki.
They had... Do you remember the match they had in the G1 last year that you and I watched?
During the G1?
Was it during the G1?
Because Suzuki wasn't in the tournament, I remember.
No, it wasn't. Shit, we watched Nagata... it was Nagata versus Ishii. I'm sorry. I believe it was Nagata versus Ishii, and it was like a 4.5-star match, and I said how Yuji Nagata is the greatest wrestler on planet Earth right now. So, next up is Uemura versus Kanemaru. What's so funny? Dude, what's so funny?
I thought his name was Kanemaru. No, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. Sounds like I thought you were going to say Cameroon. That's what I thought you were going to say. Things like the FIFA.
There's no fucking umlauts on here. I'm doing the best I can. Yeah. Listen, Uemura is a young boy. 99.999% of the time, I would say the veteran wins here. But for some reason, I know they like Uemura. I'm going Uemura here.
I went with Kanemaru on this one.
Kanemaru? Cameroon?
Cameroon, okay. Yes.
Okay. Last match of the A bracket is Gabriel Kidd versus Taiji Ishimori. I'm going Taiji Ishimori.
Same. Yeah, I'm going to go Ishimori.
Okay, so...
everything the same except for one match in the first round in this bracket, right?
Yeah, so let's continue. So the next round of the A bracket, Makabe versus Tomohiro Ishii. Go.
I'm going Ishii.
I'm also going Ishii. Toriyano versus Hiromu.
I went with Hiromu here.
I also went with Hiromu. This is interesting. Okada versus Suzuki. I went with the Rainmaker.
I went with Suzuki. I'm going Suzuki on this one.
Okay. Uemura versus Taiji Ishimori.
Okay, well,
I had Uemura versus Taiji Ishimori. I went with Taiji Ishimori. You had Kanemaru versus Taiji Ishimori.
Yeah, I went with Kanemaru for this one.
Interesting. Okay, that's a good call. So, all right, so let's see what we're going to do here. So, I have Ishii versus Hiromu, Time Bomb. Man, that match might be my most look forward to in the tournament. I actually went with Hiromu in this one.
I went with Ishii to get to the final four.
Okay, so you have... so then now that would mean that you have Suzuki and Kanemaru.
Yes, and I had took Suzuki to win that. So I have Suzuki going to the final four against Ishii.
Okay, so Suzuki and Ishii, who do you got?
I took Ishii to go to the finals.
Nice, okay. I had Time Bomb and Okada, and I went with Hiromu beating Okada. So I have Hiromu Takahashi in the finals of the New Japan Cup, and you have Suzuki in the finals of the... I'm sorry, you have Ishii in the finals of the New Japan Cup. So round one, you have Ishii. Round one, I have... I'm sorry, bracket A, you have Ishii.
Yeah.
I have Hiromu.
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Very, very close up until, I would say, round three. It's interesting. Okay, so let's go back to bracket B. Taichi versus Tanahashi.
So my bracket B is a little bit wacky. I went with Taichi in this one.
Yeah, you're really going to fuck this up, Joe. I went with Tanahashi.
Okay.
Next up, we have Kota Ibushi versus Zack Sabre Jr.
I went with Ibushi.
I also went with Ibushi. Ryusuke Taguchi, the Funky Weapon, versus Sonata.
I took Sonata in this one. I feel like Sonata should get a win.
I'm with you on that one. Sho of Roppongi 3K taking on Shingo.
I took Shingo in this one.
I'm with you on that one. I took Shingo as well. And then the battle of somewhat the stars of yesteryear, Tenzin versus Yoshihashi. Joe, I took Yoshihashi.
I also went with Yoshihashi.
Okay. The other member of Roppongi 3K, Yo, versus that dastardly masked bastard Bushi. What do you got?
I went with Yo here in a little bit of an upset.
I also went with Yo in an upset. Okay, Satoshi Kojima versus Evil. I took Evil.
I also went with Evil.
Okay, and Goto versus Yujiro Takahashi.
I went Goto here.
I went Goto as well. So if my math is correct, we are only differing on the first match.
Yes. You had Tanahashi. I had Taichi.
Okay, so then really quick, you have Taichi versus Ibushi.
Yes. And I had Ibushi winning that.
Okay, outstanding. I had Tanahashi versus Ibushi, and I had Ibushi winning as well. So the next three matches were going to be the same here. So Sonata versus Shingo. Who do you got?
I took Shingo in this one.
I also took Shingo. Yoshihashi versus Yo.
So I went with Yoshihashi in this one. I feel like, I don't know, I'm taking a little bit of a gamble into the Sweet 16 here, whatever it is, the Elite Eight, as they say.
And Sweet Elite Eight,
Yoshihashi.
I went with Yo. I think it's going to be that's a tough one to call. And then Evil versus Goto.
I took Evil to advance.
I also took Evil to advance. All right, so help me out in here. So now we both have Ibushi versus Shingo, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, who do you got, Ibushi or Shingo?
I took Ibushi to advance.
I also took Ibushi to beat Shingo. And then you, so that would mean you have Yoshihashi and Evil?
Yes, and I took Evil to advance there.
Okay, so your main is going to be Ibushi and Evil.
Correct.
And which is awesome.
You have Yo against Evil, so you chose Evil as well.
I'm sorry, yeah, I chose Evil as well. So we both have the finals of the B bracket, Kota Ibushi versus Evil.
Correct.
Okay, who do you got?
I took Evil to go to the finals.
I took Kota Ibushi. Interesting. Okay. So your finals are Evil versus
Ishii.
Stone Pitbull. Tomohiro Ishii. All right. Evil and Ishii, that's a match. They had a couple of hoss fights last year. That's a very, very good match. My finals are Hiromu Timebomb Takahashi and Kota Ibushi. Joe, who's your winner of the 2020 New Japan Cup?
I went with Tomohiro Ishii to win the New Japan Cup. Winner, of course, as you mentioned, gets a shot at Naito. And I didn't think they wanted to do... I don't know that I would do Evil and Naito just yet. I think they should build to that if they're going to do it. So that's why I went with Tomohiro Ishii. Suspense.
I went Kota Ibushi. Ibushi and Naito have clearly had several classic matches, almost as good as Randy Orton's match. Almost. Now, let me ask you, as looking at the card, is there anything thinking about it you would have changed? Because one thing just stuck out to me. But you go first.
I mean, there was a lot. I mean, one thing I didn't do that I thought about was to look and see the differences between the bracket now and the bracket before the pandemic hit, when I think there were like a lot more non-Japanese wrestlers in it, like Will Ospreay and folks like that. I thought about doing that to see like where maybe they would have planned to push or have certain guys advance that are now no longer there and stuff like that. But I didn't do that. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, in it, I think, you know, the Okada piece, I guess, is interesting to me. I don't think they're going to have Okada win and do Okada Naito. So someone's going to beat Okada in the tournament. And it's just a matter of who it was. So I ended up picking Suzuki because I wasn't sure that there was anybody else in that half of the bracket that could beat him. But maybe somebody in the top half, you know, whether it's Ishii or Hiromu, I guess would be the only folks. Unless you have Okada go to the finals and have him lose to somebody in the finals. So, which they very well could do. I don't know. But there's no fans here, so it's like there's no drawing necessarily. Like you could have, you know, anybody go to the finals. And, well, I guess the finals are going to have fans, I think. But mostly along the way, there's going to be no fans at these cards. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess what else stood out to you in terms of things that you might see differently?
The only thing I was thinking about looking at it back is if they wound up doing Shingo versus Evil as a final, with Shingo winning and kind of propelling him into the main event and then doing a Shingo Naito deal. I don't know if that's in the cards or really what their long-term plans are for Shingo. But Shingo has become, like, over the last year and a half, his time in New Japan has been, it's been fucking amazing. And I think he's definitely ready for the main event. I know he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's about Ishii's size. When they stood toe-to-toe, they're not that much different. But man, this is so good to have this back. It's so good. Like, I fucking love it. And they still have the G1 coming in the fall. And the fall is the best time of the year because the fucking bugs go away and it's cold again and it gives you shit to look forward to. And thank God for New Japan. Hot off of the heels of Backlash, baby. Hot off of the heels of what I call the greatest professional wrestling match in the history of professional wrestling matches since the day professional wrestling was created. We have the New Japan Cup, man. I'm looking forward to watching the Together Project. I think it was what it's called. I got like halfway through. And the thing about New Japan is, I think you'll back me up on this, you don't even fucking know there are no fans there because you're so quiet as it is. It's like watching a regular New Japan show, unless they play Shibata's music, which changes everything. But, man, Joe, how good is it to have these guys back?
It's good, man. I mean, I think it's it's been like 3 or 4 months, I think, for them since they had run a show up until today. So you know, it's definitely good to have some more wrestling coming back, and hopefully the plan works out for them with adding fans in July, and things will continue to trend in the right direction, and we won't have any other lapses with viruses and things of that nature. So, yeah, man, it's good. I'm glad that they have shows back on the calendar, and hopefully they'll be able to do them throughout the summer and into the fall, as you mentioned.
How about a friendly little wager on the New Japan Cup?
Okay.
So the way you and I handle business, we've known each other forever. We have like a running tally of who owes who what money for buying tickets and shit like that. Putting that aside, whoever has a more successful bracket, so whoever loses, whoever has a less successful bracket, has to buy the winner a shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees the next time they run a sale.
That seems fair. Now, how are we calculating the points? Is it 1 point per match, or are you gonna, or are you looking to increase the point totals per round and weigh it?
I have actually never done a – I'm not a college basketball guy, so I've never done a bracket, so I'm going to leave that to your judgment. I have of how it should be done. I don't really know that, but we could do it whichever way is better. I'm excited. You know, we have a lot of the same guys, so I think we get – you know, it's really going to come down to the last round.
Yeah, so it probably makes sense to weigh it. I think that's usually how they do it on the NCAA bracket. So like the first round would be 1 point, and then 2 points, and then whatever. 1, 2, 4, I guess, would be, right? Round one would be 1 point. Round two would be 2 points. Round three would be 4 points. Then 8 points, and then 16 for the final. So.
Okay, so I'm willing to do that. And we put up one T-shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees, probably on their 4th of July sales, but I would assume it's going
to
be the next sale. So that's a fair trade-off, man. I'm really looking forward to the New Japan Cup. I don't care if it's not in English commentary. I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter to me. It's really, really good wrestling. Hell, the pay-per-view last night was in English commentary, and I wish it was in Japanese. So here we are. Do you think they're going to do any piss angles?
You mean because they did one on SmackDown, so now you feel like they need to do one on Raw?
No, New Japan.
Oh, New Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure what their drug testing is like over there. So I'd have to look into that. I'm not sure how they do things. If they do public piss tests.
Yeah.
The best part about that is, by the way, and I know we're off topic now, but like when we were talking about this off air last week and you asked about the Jeff Hardy Sheamus angle, and then I was like, oh, yeah, they did. Shawn Michaels did this with Vince back in like 2006, and I sent you the clip. I didn't realize, because I didn't watch SmackDown, that Hardy literally said the same exact line to end the segment that Sean did, which is it's better to be pissed off than pissed on. And he throws the supposed urine in somebody's face. Literally said the exact same line in the segment in 2006 as they did on SmackDown last week. So
was Bruce Pritchard there in 2006?
Yeah, I think he was. I don't know what his role was at the time, but I'm pretty sure he was with the company at that point. So
let me ask you something, but I don't want to, you know, we don't want to go into backlash because nobody does. Before the main event, was it the worst WWF pay-per-view in the last calendar year, last 12 months?
I don't know. That's tough. Hell in a Cell was pretty bad last year. So
that's true.
I'd have to go back and look at the card to compare it. But that obviously the Bray Wyatt-Seth Rollins match that changed so many things.
Forgot about that.
Was ridiculously brutal. I don't know if the rest of the card was as bad as I remember it because that match was really bad. That's the only one off the top of my head that I could think of that would match up to it, unless you count the Saudi shows, which are all pretty bad. So,
yeah, that, but okay, so it was terrible, is what we're saying. And the main event, listen, I thought it was a good match. I that's all I'm gonna say. Like, I thought it was good. I mean,
yeah, it was good.
You shouldn't be like shocked when two professional wrestlers have a main event, and it's a good match. Like, I don't understand why it's a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't. I still think AJ versus Daniel Bryan was a better match. Do you?
I didn't see it, so it's hard for me to comment.
You can just take my word for it. It was. And plus, it wasn't. Didn't have crowd noise bumped in, and it didn't have people chanting, "This is awesome," either. So that's really what adds to a professional wrestling match to make it the best ever. But, yeah, enough WWE talk. Nobody gives a shit. So here we are. Maybe another show this week. We were supposed to have a guest. Something tells me we're going to be on our own. But I hope everybody gets a chance to watch the New Japan Cup. I think they're doing like in spurts, like two or three days off, and then 2 or 3 days. And hopefully by the end of it, there will be a crowd if Japan's COVID-19 testing and everything goes well. So it's great to have New Japan back. Bagu, I know you're going to be watching. I want to hear your opinions, not at 1:30 a.m. via Messenger again. You know, I've been sleeping for 4 hours at that point, but I still appreciate your enthusiasm. Follow us everywhere at All Night Long WP. And I don't think we've touched on this, so I'm just going to let everybody know. We have merged with Lords of Pain. Like, we've had this happen probably about a month ago, and it really hasn't – we haven't talked about it on the show. LordsOfPain.net, which is quickly becoming, I believe, WrestlingHeadlines.net, or I believe that's Wrestling Headlines at some point. But as of right now, it's still Lords of Pain. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Lords of Pain, you give them a follow, they are on the precipice of everything going on. They have a lot of good breaking news. They have some other good podcasts on there. And they're, you know, they're very, very quick with the breaking. They're very quick with the results and stuff. So make sure you give them a follow. Every time you follow them, subscribe, like, rate, review our shows on there. It does help us. So give us, you know, give us some appreciation on there. Email Lords of Pain. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. But, yeah, check us out. Like I said, LordsOfPain.net. And is it Wrestling Headlines, Joe?
Yeah, WrestlingHeadlines.com is the new handle, but if you type in LordsOfPain.net, it'll redirect to you there. And on YouTube, their YouTube channel, if you go to search, it is Lords of Pain Radio. So there's some different shows that this website puts out there. Ours is one of them now, of course, as you mentioned. So there's other shows out there for people to check out. But those are the ways, really, the best way to find them. If you Google Lords of Pain, LordsOfPain.net, it'll take you to WrestlingHeadlines.com, and then check out their YouTube channel, Lords of Pain Radio. And you can see all sorts of good shows and some clips from independent wrestling and other stuff that's on there. So all good stuff for the internet wrestling fan. How about that?
Yeah, and they've been really good to us, so we very much appreciate them taking us on. They have a lot of podcasts on there, and you know, they didn't need to take us on, but they did. And the good news is we're delivering because we have the highest amount of views. You're welcome. It never ends, baby. Never ends. It's what we do. We draw the biggest houses. Pay my mortgage in moon salts. What? Why give me the face, Joe?
No reason.
You're welcome for the house. Remember that Young Bucks promo from Shikara? That's going to be my new thing. And if you want to follow us independently, you can absolutely at All Night Long WP everywhere you go. If you want to see awesome videos of Bobby Eaton, beautiful Bobby hitting a swinging neck breaker on an unsuspecting enhancement guy in 1986, follow us on Instagram. I post all kinds of weird shit from whatever I'm watching on there. So without further ado, we appreciate you guys checking in. Give us your thoughts on the New Japan Cup. Tell us who's going to win. Tell us what you're excited for. And we hope to hear from you guys next week. For the Stallion, I'm the Enforcer. We are once again tapping out.